Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, June 18th, 2026. The Maine Outdoor School invites you to join them this afternoon for a celebration of the start of summer. Quote, celebrate the summer with a family-friendly two-hour hike in the field and forest of Hancock. We'll explore the blueberry restoration efforts, discover other native plants that thrive here, and learn how pollinators keep this ecosystem buzzing. Perfect for curious kids and adults alike, it's a family-friendly, easy hike, free to participate, but registration is required. And that's coming up today from 4 to 6 p.m., so you'll want to get right on the registration and make sure there are still spots. You can do that by going to maineoutdoorschool.org and click on the Events tab. And while you've got those hiking boots dusted off, you may want to go to the Great Pond Mountain Trust Lands this weekend. The South Trailhead Gate is being opened for vehicles on Sundays through the end of the month from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., unless conditions or weather changes. This will allow visitors to drive about a mile and a half into Hot Hole Valley for closer access to some of the trailheads in the wildlands. Visitors must sign in upon arrival to ensure contact in case of gate closure times changing. Drivers must respect hikers, walkers, cyclists, and equestrians. Do not exceed 15 miles per hour. Remain on Valley Road and only park in designated parking areas. Do not drive beyond the designated areas. Off-road recreational vehicles are not permitted. Follow the wildland usage guidelines, pack out all trash, and respect wildlife and habitat. Do not disturb natural areas. You can get more information and find maps for the trails at greatpondtrust.org. If you have memories of Sears Island, especially back before 1988, before the causeway was built, the Alliance for Sears Island and Friends of Sears Island would like you to participate in their oral history project. Quote, the Alliance for Sears Island and Friends of Sears Island are collecting stories and reminiscences of Sears Island with a focus on memories from before the causeway was constructed in 1988, and we need your help. We know that Sears Island and the sandbar that connected it with Kidder Point at half tide were important for clamming, fishing, hunting, picnics, and other pursuits for thousands of years before the present. First-person narratives of those experiences from the pre-causeway era can shed light on the significance of Sears Island. The Sears Island Oral History Project will collect and preserve these memories. Have you heard stories of people crossing the sandbar to Sears Island to hunt, fish, or explore? Or perhaps in your younger years, you yourself used the sandbar or the island. We're looking for people to share their stories so they can be preserved for generations and help us protect the island forever. Friends of Sears Island and the Alliance for Sears Island, working with a professional audio producer historian, will collect stories and pictures from volunteer narrators, saving multiple interviews in archival quality video, audio, and written format. For example, Hannah Gower, the main character in Maine author R.M. Breyer's young adult novel, That Summer in Maine, A Story of Tides, Trust, and Growing Up, finds adventure on Sears Island when the connecting sandbar became covered by high tide. The story is based on Breyer's own experiences growing up in Searsport. The Sears Island Oral History Project anticipates two phases. Phase one will include collecting stories about the island and its surrounding area. During phase two, selected stories and images will be woven into an extended commentary on Sears Island's key geographical, cultural, and ecological place at the confluence of the Penobscot River and Bay. The second phase will create a powerful film to help permanently protect the island for all generations. If you've spent time at Sears Island, the Kidder Point Sandbar, Long Cove, and or Stockton Harbor before 1988, we want to hear from you. Reach out to us at allianceforsearsisland@gmail.com, and we'll be in touch with you to set up a time to discuss your stories. End quote. Again, that's allianceforsearsisland@gmail.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.